Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So the other day, the kids were behaving very well, and the little reward was a Starbucks Frappuccino because they like those now. So we go to the counter at the Starbucks, and you know, everywhere we go, I'm trying to teach the kids lessons about leadership and personal growth, success, about faith, you name it, because I think as parents, that's one of our chief roles. Is to model that, and trust me, I don't get it right all the time by any means. But on this particular day, I greet the gentleman and I say, "Hey, how you doing today?" And he looks at me and he goes, "Well, I'm here." And just, you know, not a real nice dude. So I just try to engage him, try to cheer up his day, try to make him happy. And again, I mean, it's not working, right? So the kids get the Frappuccino and then we step away. And once we were kind of on our own, I said, "So kids, what do you think about that guy? What do you think about his attitude? What do you think about, you know, his future success?" And my eight-year-old says, "Daddy, he does not like his job." I mean, an eight-year-old. And I said, "Why do you say that?" And she couldn't tell me exactly, but she just knew that he was not feeling it. Why do I share that today? Because I'm trying to teach the kids that everybody comes into every conversation, every interaction, either a plus or a minus. One person said that they're either holding a pail of gasoline or a pail of water. And when you come up to somebody, you have the opportunity to be a plus, to encourage them, to spur them on, to give them a charge, to give them, you know, just a pick-me-up. Or you can be someone who's a minus, who just sucks energy away and takes and is essentially negative. You're either positive or negative, plus or minus. Or, like the bucket illustration, either water, where you are refreshing, you cool someone off, you sustain them, or gasoline, where you simply pour fuel on their fire. You didn't start the fire, and this is fire in a negative way, what I'm talking about, but they just explode. So if an 8-year-old can pick that up, I know a 38-year-old can pick that up, an 88-year-old can pick that up. And I can't judge. I don't know what this guy's going through. I try to encourage him, but all I'm saying is that if he hates his job, which maybe he does, maybe he doesn't, but to say as a customer, you know, who's trying to engage the salesperson, the barista, for him to be like, "Well, I'm here," you know, that doesn't make me as a customer feel happy. I mean, what I feel subconsciously is that I am essentially causing pain to his life because he doesn't want to be here, and as a result I am essentially making him stay in pain by him having to work. And let me just say, that is not the recipe for promotion. That is not the recipe to level up in life. So I get it, we all have bad days. That's not the goal. I mean, maybe this guy had a horrible day and hopefully I did encourage him. But I'm just saying that everywhere you go, you are a model, you are an example of what your space is. And when people, one of my good friends, Chet Scott, says that we are each the CEO of a cool little company called YOU, and we each have the responsibility for our 20 square feet of space. And people look at that and they say, if we're managing our 20 square feet of space well, then we are proving ourselves that we are ready for more. And when you prove yourself that you're ready for more by managing your 20 square foot of space well, that's where promotion happens. And I think it's true in the faith sense. My favorite book says that, he who is essentially faithful with a little will be entrusted with more. And if you want to be entrusted with more by your boss or by the boss of the universe, my strong advice is to prove that you can manage your 20 square feet of space well. This is Cary Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. Subscribe, share it, tag somebody, and let's be people that are really pluses in the culture and not minuses. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at caryoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.